The Omaha Women's Fund report, Nebraska's commercial sex market, defines sex trafficking as using force, fraud, or coercion to cause a commercial sex act with an adult. It says 70 to 75% of the time, individuals sold for sex in Nebraska show signs of being underage or controlled by a third party, both indicators of sex trafficking. State Senator Patty Pansing Brooks of Lincoln introduced LB 1132, which would set aside criminal convictions for victims of sex trafficking. Pansing Brooks says these individuals are often forced to commit crimes and that having a criminal record can limit their options and perpetuate their likelihood of being victimized.
There are also numerous times where they're required to commit a theft or they're under drug addiction because it makes them more compliant, and so they are forced to comply through that addiction. So as there are ancillary crimes that are committed while a victim is a victim of trafficking, then those crimes should not be charged against them. And if you listen to the stories of these victims, the brutality with which their traffickers treat them is more than most people could even understand or imagine.
Pansing Brooks says LB 1132 came out of committee unopposed and has just been prioritized by State Senator Dan Quick of Grand Island. For more information, see omahawomensfund.org. For Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Deborah Newcomb.